This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police have issued a strong warning against participating in protests planned for Sunday to call for the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's most prominent foe. The warning comes amid detentions of Navalny's associates and opposition journalists and a police plan to restrict movement in the center of Moscow on Sunday. Navalny was arrested January 17th after flying back to Russia from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning. His detention sparked nationwide protests 1 week ago in about 100 cities. Nearly 4,000 people were reported arrested. Russian Interior Ministry spokeswoman Irina Volk cited the coronavirus pandemic in a Saturday warning against protests. She said participants found in violation of epidemiological regulations could face criminal charges. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the European Union had recognized it made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. In an interview, Gove said the European Union's move was a mistake, but it remains important for Britain to cooperate with the bloc to ensure an effective COVID-19 vaccination rollout.
While we must prioritize the vaccination of British citizens, it's also in our interest to support our friends and neighbors with their vaccine program.
Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister said Saturday the EU had reassured him the European Union did not want to disrupt supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. Dominic Raab made the comments after what he described as a constructive conversation with European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese hosts visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Doctors at Tingyintan Hospital had collected samples from patients suffering from unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. A team member tweeted saying this was an important opportunity to talk directly with medics who were on the ground at that critical time. Team members leaving the hospital did not speak to journalists who have been kept at a distance since the group left its quarantine hotel on Thursday. The WHO-led probe has been plagued by delays, concern over access, and bickering between Beijing and Washington. The group's itinerary has not been announced, but the WHO has said the team plans to visit the seafood market at the center of the early outbreak, as well as the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Indian farmers taking part in more than 2 months of protest against new agriculture laws have begun a hunger strike to reaffirm the peaceful nature of their movement following violent clashes with police. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Protest leaders say the hunger strike is timed to coincide with the death anniversary of Indian independence leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was famed for his non-violent resistance to colonial rule. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the edge of New Delhi since November, seeking the repeal of laws they say will favor large agribusiness and corporations. Modi and his allies say the laws are necessary to modernize Indian agriculture. Multiple rounds of talks between the two sides have been unsuccessful, yet both sides appear to be growing more entrenched. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A racial gap has opened in the nation's COVID vaccination drive, with Black Americans in many places lagging behind whites in receiving shots. AP's Julie Walker reports.
An Associated Press analysis of the state's releasing data, for example, North Carolina, shows Black people make up 22% of the population, but only 11% of vaccine recipients, while whites are 68% of the population and 82% of those vaccinated. Similarly, in Maryland, Blacks are 30% of the population and get 16% of the shots, while whites are 55% and 67% of those who have gotten shots. Experts say there are several factors for the disparity, including inadequate access. I'm Julie Walker.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.